The World Cup. More than just football? Every 4 years, one tournament stops the world, and it means far more than the score. Every 4 years, something remarkable happens. For 1 month, people who have never kicked a ball gather around screens in homes, cafes, and public squares, united by a single tournament. Strangers hug after a goal. Entire nations hold dear breath together. The World Cup is football, but it is also something much larger. No other event draws an audience like it. Around half the planet watches some part of the competition, and more than a billion people may see a single final. Part of the appeal is the sheer spectacle, the color, the noise, the drama of a penalty shootout. But it is also the rivalry between nations that, for 90 minutes, matters more than almost anything else. Hosting the World Cup is a huge undertaking. Countries spend billions of dollars building stadiums, hotels, and transport, hoping the world's attention will boost tourism and pride. Yet the results are mixed. Some new stadiums are used for years. Others sit empty once the crowds go home. The legacy of hosting can be a gift or a costly burden. Critics argue the tournament has become too commercial and that the cost of hosting often falls on ordinary people. Supporters reply that few things unite the world so powerfully that for a few weeks, borders seem to matter a little less. For 1 month every 4 years, the whole world seems to watch the same thing. Why does that still matter?